Hello and welcome back to another edition of First Team Podcast. I am your host, John Frusciante. On this week's episode, I am joined by Managing Partner, President, and Chief Executive Officer of Chicago House AC. Chicago House was a member of the National Independent Soccer Association, NISA, but they are no longer a member of that league. But Peter Wilt, he joins the show to discuss the future of Chicago House and his problems and issues with NISA and what they should change going forward. So without further ado, here is the one and only Peter Wilt.
Well, it's sounds like a simple question, but it's not, of course. Chicago House, the team I lead, had a very challenging year in NISA. We overspent based on the revenues that we had. We anticipated there'd be greater revenues from sponsorship and ticket sales in particular, and we fell short. And we had budgeted for greater expenses. We were also hurt by COVID and other external issues that limited our revenue. We did cut down on our expenses, but not enough. And so we were put in a very difficult financial position, and we're not able to come up with solutions. And in that situation, it's never one reason, one person, one organization. We had a challenging time with NISA at the end in terms of trying to find solutions to keep us in NISA. And, you know, like a lot of relationships, there's three sides to every story, his, hers, and the truth is in between a little bit. And so I don't mean to say that, you know, my version of it is the be-all and end-all, but I think the communication could have and should have been much better. And that's from the beginning and to where it is today. And again, it takes multiple parties to communicate. So I'll raise my hand and say I was part of the problem, because we obviously didn't have a good solution with, you know, Chicago House being asked to leave. But it started at the front end where, you know, I felt the communication wasn't best in terms of representation of what the ownership situation was going to be. And I think it was a reflection of the league's leadership to really try to expand the league. It's any new league, that's an important part of it, is trying to get growth. You want to get a critical mass of teams. But the underpinning of that is you want there to be growth of well-funded, quality organizations, not just numbers. And I think that has been a real challenge for NISA, is that there's been compromise on the quality of the organizations, compromise on the funding of the organizations, just so that it can get the minimum number of teams and that U.S. Soccer mandates. And, that's a different issue. You know, the Pro League standards mandating that there's a minimum of 8 teams, but, you know, 8 does seem like a reasonable number for a national league. And in fact, you know, a lower tier, third division Pro League, which has low budgets for its teams, means that travel is going to be an issue, and the travel cost, and I apologize, I'm hopping around to different subjects here, but they're interconnected. The travel costs are connected to how many teams are in a league. And if you're, you know, borderline having enough teams to reach that 8 minimum, it's going to be a bad situation for travel costs, because you're talking about, you know, putting, you know, 20 to 25 people on airplanes, you know, a dozen plus times a year. And that's expensive for a lower tier team, a third division team. And I think, you know, that's kind of the crux of it, that, you know, the communication wasn't the best, and misunderstandings or misrepresentations, depending on how you want to look at it, were made, and all in the name of, and perhaps probably in good spirited way, to foster growth and to make sure that there was a critical mass of teams and minimum number to get NISA going forward. And unfortunately, that miscommunication led to misunderstandings and put Chicago, for one team and probably other teams, in a bad situation and unable to compete off the field from a business standpoint.
And I would like to ask you, because I was told many things about this topic of the potential of you getting involved on, I guess, the front end of trying to potentially, I don't know how to put this, but to try to have more representation for the clubs, maybe try to get John Prooch out as commissioner. Is that true there, or?
Well, there was a time certainly that, and to today, where I believe NISA does not have enough representation by the teams themselves. When my late business partner, Jack Cummins, and I launched NISA, it was done with the idea of it being a democratic organization with the team members themselves controlling the decision-making in the league. You know, one team, one vote, and they control. The teams themselves control the vote. That we also put in a mechanism where leadership would of the league would have some say into it, but it would be not a decision making. It would just be input. And then the same with what we called the mission series or C shares of the league, where there would be additional investor or investors that would help the league get off the ground and would get a minority share of the league, and it would have a minority say in decisions. And so that was the expectation, so that it was the teams that were going to have decision-making. And when that changed, that I think changed some of the dynamic of the league, and it took away some of the control or the power that the teams had, and I was disappointed by that. I don't agree with that. I think any league should be controlled by the team members themselves.
And you mentioned earlier there that the league is seeking more to add more numbers of clubs and not necessarily looking for the quality clubs that are well-funded, but don't you think that's because they need that six-figure fee every single year to sort of run the league, right? And there's no central league office, so that money really has to go back into sort of advertising, trying to get new expansion groups and trying to get more people involved within the league.
Yeah, use of funds is always a question. And I think, you know, the team members should have more transparency than I saw when I was in the league, in terms of, you know, what the use of those funds are, because, you know, the owners are investing good amounts of money in their league dues and their expansion fees, and they have the right to see how it's spent. And in some cases, at least from my experience, it was difficult to always see what the use of those funds were and get clear visibility into the revenues for the league. And so that was a, you know, a bone of contention, I guess you would say. But, you know, in and of itself, I don't know that that explains, you know, everything that hasn't gone well for NISA. But I do think if they were able to focus more on those, you know, what we call, you know, high quality organizations, well-funded organizations, obviously they would have, but they weren't there. And so they, I'll use the term settled, for some clubs that didn't have the resources, didn't have the organization to sustain the team well, and it's put them in a difficult situation.
Yeah, and I guess you really can't blame NISA because they have to meet the PLS and they have to meet U.S. soccer sanctioning requirements.
You know, if I could wave a magic wand, it would, you know, take things back to how it was at the beginning of NISA, where the, you know, the cap table was more democratic and the teams themselves were in charge. And then I think if that were to happen, there'd probably be an assessment of leadership of the league and make a determination if the current personnel is right or isn't, and if it is right, give them better direction on how to be more successful, but have more involvement. I know when we left NISA in December or January, there was no executive committee. You know, one of the last recommendations I made to the league was to create an executive committee, and there hasn't been any communication to me from the league leadership since then, so I don't know to the extent if they have added an executive committee, but I think that's something that would be helpful, in an executive committee made up of team owners so that the team's representation is there and can give guidance and direction to the league front office. So I think that would be important. And then you can call it more or better due diligence on expansion teams. I think that's a given. But, you know, as you said, it's with the PLS standards, you get in a situation where you're taking whoever you can just to meet the minimum number of teams. But that should be avoided at all costs. And frankly, if a league cannot get the minimum number of teams with solid foundations and well-funded investors, maybe the league shouldn't exist.
On the future of Chicago House, is there a possibility to see them in NISA in the future, or probably not?
Well, you never say never. Mm-hmm. I would say as it's currently constituted, it's highly unlikely. But if there were changes to be made, that would be amenable to us, and frankly the other way around. You know, they had very reasonable concerns about Chicago House and our financial viability, and so we need to show them that we're financially viable and have a plan to go forward successfully. And I want them to do that. I want NISA or any other league that looks at Chicago House or any team to examine closely and be honest in its assessment and say, this is what you need to do to be successful and sustainable. So you never say never, but as things sit today, it's difficult to see a path forward with NISA. But if changes were to be made, and we would certainly be open to it. You know, we want a path back to professional soccer. I think Chicago deserves more than one professional outdoor men's soccer team. Besides the Chicago Fire, it's a big city. I think it can support more than one team, men's team. And I think Chicago House can be another professional outdoor men's teams. But we want to do it the right way. We played this year in the Midwest Premier League, which is a great league, well-run, good competition, and really enjoyed it. And we want to keep a team in Midwest Premier League. We'd also like to put a team in a national amateur league next year in 2023, if possible, if it makes sense. And then in the future, I think 2024 would be the soonest, we would look at a return to lower division professional soccer. We would like to do it in an open system league that believes in promotion and relegation, as well as no territorial exclusivity. And, you know, those are the fundamental parameters of what we're looking at. And, you know, right now NISA is the only league that fits that description, but I'm hopeful that in the future there will be other options so that teams that are in Chicago House's position can apply for and help grow the sport in an open system, because I think the open system really needs to be tried in the United States. It succeeded in virtually every other country in the world. It needs to be tried and be given the right resources to succeed here. I'm not saying to take the place of the closed system, MLS and USL. I think what they both do is terrific, and they provide a need, they fill a void, and they should be here. But I think there's also room adjacent to that to have an open system pyramid. And, you know, I'll do whatever I can to help that. And Chicago House, in the long term, would like to be part of it.
Lastly, on the future of NISA, a lot of people online have been potentially speaking about their demise. So do you believe that NISA does have a bright future, or do you think because of the current management that is not the case?
Well, certainly it's been troubled with the loss of Valley United and the Syracuse squad and other troubles by other organizations. And I don't think it's fair to point it just to the leadership of the league. You know, when things go bad, there are always other factors. You know, success has a million fathers, while failure is an orphan. And I think I would like to think there's a path forward to for NISA, because it's still close to my heart, because it was founded by a dear friend of mine and myself. But it's certainly gone off the rails from our original vision.